Hey, and good morning. It's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It is a Monday. Anyway, it's a good day. Today I want to talk about stories. One story, one person, and that concept that protrudes all kinds of Scrum teams in corporate America and in general. And my challenge is, I don't think that's right. And I was looking at transparency about the artifacts and what was the backlog and what's going on. It's not only a transparency of what the backlog is, it's about how the backlog is being worked. But also, Scrum's about complex problems and solving things that really are complex and they really don't get done, shouldn't be done like in a day, unless you have a couple people on it. And then that goes to the other point. I think these stories should be worked by multiple people. And this is where subtasking comes in. So if you really want to see how people are doing or what they're working on, or people take different pieces, that's what the subtasks are for. And I don't see enough teams doing that. And without subtasks and breaking down that story that may take more than a day or so to be done, how do you know where you really are? How transparent are you with your rest of your team and what you're doing? I don't know. Anyway. So that's what we're going to talk about today, though. I did pick this up, and maybe we'll do a show on this. I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of huge. It's a giant piece of documentation. It's big. It's kind of huge. It's like from a railroad. It's from the museum. I picked that up this weekend, and it's dated 1894. So this thing's over 100 and some odd years old. This is something somebody had in their father's collection who passed and wanted to get rid of it. I was like, I'll take it. I'll put it up on the wall in the museum when we put the museum up. But that's documentation. That sucker lasts for, look at the size of that. That's a big, giant piece of paper. Anyway, maybe we'll do a documentation episode in the future. But today, I'm going to talk about one story, one person, which it really should be one story, multiple people, so you get it done quicker. And then you get the story done in a day. There we go. All right, so 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so we can deliver value to our customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun. I did post some pictures thinking of fun. Took my kids to a wrestling match down here in South Philly. I put that up on LinkedIn. And I think I put that on TikTok too. It was fun. It was a fun night. I enjoyed it. It was different. Definitely different. Never, you can't get that close up in a big arena. We were like three rows back or four rows back from the wrestlers. My son, of course, he worked his way up to the front. Anyway, that was fun. So you did this. So you have fun on the weekends with your family and friends. So the topic. Stories not being so complex. Oh, I got comments already. What are we doing here? There we go. We got some debate. Your story should or can be worked by multiple people within the team. Analysis, dev, testing, test created and allocated to each team member that would work on it. That is what we do in our teams. Good job. Perfect. That was a great answer. Ambrose said that one. That's middle name, Ambrose. Michael, this point doesn't make sense in the realm of writing code. You're proposing multiple developers writing code in the same set of files. That's a nightmare and a merge conflicts waiting to happen. And I have actually done that. So it's not always that unusual, practical to have multiple people on one story. It's not always and not unusual, but practical to have multiple people on one story. I guess in that Michael's saying that. So I guess it was interesting. That came out of LinkedIn. Okay, Michael. No, all good points. It is kind of tricky sometimes where you have to think about it. That's the problem. How do you want to come up with a solution when you have multiple people writing one set of code in one story? It's true. You just can't just go at it. You have to figure out as a group, how do you want to solve the problem? Split the work up, what part of code? And most software problems, I'm not gonna go. I mean, I think they involve more than one type of interface, more than one piece of code. It's not always one piece of code. So you're not necessarily actually working it literally in the same lines of code together. But though you could do pair programming, and then technically you are. We'll see. But there is ways of doing it, and you do have to talk and communicate. Oh my God, it's so terrible. Anyway, so let's talk about this. When you do have a complex problem, you want more one person to help solve the problem. And again, it could be you can have different testers, you can have different angles, people bring different things to the tape, on the activity. What I'm saying is that some of the tasks should be broken down, and you can always write code to work it so it works that way. I mean, you're doing your local. But the idea, these problems are complex. One person may not have the best solution for a complex problem. Maybe it involves more than one person. There's different aspects of it. Most of the time, for a story to bring value to the customer, it's not just one system to solve the problem. There's probably database, there's table, there's structures, there's other systems to connect to. There's various things that go along with that problem. And having one person solve all that can take longer, right? And that goes into having more of a person. But when I say subtasking, I also think subtasking is what work needs to be done. What happens if that developer is sick one day and there's no one and no one knows what you worked on? So now you have two developers working on the same piece of code because you're checking in every day, hopefully, not like a week. I had one, you know that story. But so you have these subtasks that provides transparency into the product backlog where people are in the work so that. If at least if you're doing multiple days and multiple steps to solve the problem, we know everyone on the team has visibility in what is being done, what is left to be done. And if they get their work done, is there anything that this person can do to help speed up getting the full product out there? And like I said, most products are complex. It's not one system, it's multiple systems nowadays. You're not really just connecting one or working on one page and one piece of text, but one piece of text interface with five other systems now. It's not just one, especially with this mishmash of outsourced pieces of software, they all have to interplay. More than one person can work on those interfaces. Now you exchange data. So, but I just want to propose that it's not necessarily just one person, you leave that person high and dry. I think it's more about having multiple people on the team. Coming up with some different avenues, trying some different things. This way, they're not rushing to get what they have done and they can develop it. But again, Scrum is about complex problems. I don't know necessarily, and this is debate, and you can try it every once in a while. And I've done it many times on many of my teams where we would just write in the same code that we did. We broke it up and it was on the same screen, and we break up what code piece they were working on, but they didn't. They had multiple people. First, they're like, this is so hard. Then they did it all the time and it didn't matter. And they ended up producing more code, more product, I should say, not just code, but product. So that's where I want to get at with the subtasking, having more than one person working on it. It condenses the time it takes to get the story done. And actually, story is more robust, more practical, and more valuable to the customer. Because it's just not one little aspect of it, but multiple aspects come together to deliver something. And I think that's something we miss out a lot too. So anyway, that's what I want to share today. I love the comments. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ambrose, for, and maybe you have to teach me how to pronounce your first name. So Ambrose, if you want to, I can pronounce the second name. You can tell me how to pronounce the first name, that'd be great. Anyway, I want to thank you all for commenting and like the debate. Maybe we should debate this more. Anyway, so that's my thought on solving those complex problems and bringing transparency to the rest of the team using subtasks. I know I didn't get too much into the subtasking, but Subtask out that work so everyone sees how you're progressing. Having just one story in the in-process column on a Kanban board or a Scrum board really doesn't give any transparency to what's going on, especially if it takes more than a couple of days. So that's what I wanted to share today. Tomorrow, we have our nightly news program. I'm going to do a couple more different things. I want to read from the my Agilist list in Twitter, see what people are talking about, figure to do that. I'm also looking at certifications. What's a popular certification? How many jobs are out there requesting different certs? So we're going to track that now too, as well as positions and jobs in various areas. And again, remember, if you have a country, I do European Union, Philadelphia, and the United States. If there's a continent, a country, you have to track part of the show and give you updates on how the Agile job market is looking. Send me a note, send us a message. We'll be happy to do that and look up to that and share that information. And then hopefully I'll get some more news in the near future. So take care, everyone, and I wish you the best. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your Monday, and see you next time. See you tomorrow. Bye.